Hey everyone, ready to dive into something pretty cool. We're taking a deep dive into this company called Sorrentis, and let me tell you, they are shaking things up in marketing and media analytics. Based in Madrid, this brand new company, you know, they're already making a big splash.
Yeah, you know what I find fascinating about them? They're taking on this massive problem that's been bugging marketers forever. I mean, think about it. We're drowning in data, right? But how do you make sense of it all? How do you use it to make smart decisions? That's the real challenge.
Oh, tell me about it. I've lost count of how many hours I've spent staring at spreadsheets trying to figure out what's actually working. So what's Sorrentis' secret? How are they different?
Well, they've got this incredible combination of cutting-edge AI, right? And a team of absolute geniuses. But honestly, it goes beyond that. It's their whole philosophy, you know? They get that data is only powerful if you can understand it. If you can actually use it.
Right, so they're not just throwing more numbers at us. They're actually helping us make sense of them.
Exactly, and what's cool is they tailor their approach to each business. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of deal, which is so refreshing in the world of analytics.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more about the brains behind Sorrentis. Who are these data wizards?
Well, the company was founded by Macarena Estevez, who's kind of a rock star in the data analytics world.
Wait a minute. Macarena Estevez. The Macarena Estevez. I've read her work on predictive modeling. It's brilliant.
That's the one. And she's put together this team of experts from all different fields, statisticians, AI specialists, you name it. And they're all passionate about using data to help businesses, you know, really thrive.
Wow, that's impressive. Sounds like they've built a dream team. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How is Sorrentis actually changing the marketing game?
Well, one of their biggest innovations is their approach to marketing mix modeling, or, you know, MMM.
Okay, MMM. I've heard the term, but I gotta be honest, it always seemed a bit intimidating. Can you break it down for me?
Absolutely. Think of it like this. You're a business owner, and you're trying to figure out which of your marketing efforts are actually bringing in the most customers, right? MMM helps you answer that question.
Ah, so it's like a detective for your marketing budget.
Yeah.
Helping you figure out where to spend your money.
Exactly. It takes into account all your different marketing activities, your TV ads, social media campaigns, sponsorships even, and analyzes how they all work together to impact sales.
Okay, starting to see the value here.
Yeah.
But what makes Sorrentis' MMM different?
Well, they've taken the traditional MMM model and, you know, given it the serious AI boost. They use something called saturation curves, which sounds fancy, but it basically means they can tell you when you're getting the most out of your marketing spend and when you're, you know, starting to hit a wall.
Wait, so they can actually tell me when I'm wasting money on a campaign?
Yeah.
That's incredible. No more throwing money at something just because it feels right.
Exactly. And they do all of this in real time. So you're not waiting months for those outdated reports. You're getting insights that you can act on like right now.
Okay, that's a game changer for sure. I can see how this kind of insight would be so valuable for any business. But Sorrentis isn't just about M&M, right? What other tricks do they have up their sleeve?
Well, they've developed these two flagship products that are built on their MMM foundation, the Open Budget Allocator, or OBA, and the Media Optimizer, or MO.
Ooh, those sound interesting. Let's start with OBA. What exactly is it and how does it work?
Think of OBA as your AI-powered budget guru. It analyzes all your marketing data, you know, in real time and recommends how you should adjust your budget across different channels to, like, totally maximize your ROI.
So instead of relying on gut feeling or, you know, throwing darts at a board, OBA tells me exactly where to put my money for the biggest impact.
You got it. And it's not just about reacting to what's already happened either. OBA can actually predict future performance and suggest budget allocations based on those predictions.
Whoa, so I can actually plan my marketing budget proactively based on, like, real data. No more crossing my fingers and hoping for the best.
Exactly. It's all about taking the guesswork out of marketing and replacing it with those data-driven insights.
Okay, sold on OBA. What about MO? What's the Media Optimizer all about?
MO is designed for those businesses that want to take their marketing analysis to, like, the next level. It offers incredibly detailed, customizable insights into your whole media mix.
So if I want to really dig deep into my data, understand exactly how each channel is performing, MO is the way to go.
You got it. It also integrates seamlessly with your existing business intelligence tools, so you get this complete picture of your whole marketing ecosystem.
That's impressive. So whether you're a small business or a huge corporation, Sorrentis has a solution to help you make smarter decisions and, you know, reach those marketing goals.
And they do it all with this incredible commitment to transparency, which is almost unheard of in this industry.
Transparency? What do you mean by that?
They actually share their code with their clients.
Wait, seriously? They're not afraid to show how the sausage is made?
Nope. They believe in empowering their clients to really understand their algorithms, to see exactly how they're arriving at their insights.
Okay, that's pretty radical. Most companies guard their algorithms like they're top secret.
Exactly. But Sorrentis is different. They're not afraid to show you how their technology works because, you know, they're that confident in its accuracy and effectiveness.
That's a level of confidence that really speaks for itself. I'm honestly blown away by what I'm hearing so far. They're taking this complex field like marketing analytics and making it, well, accessible,
yeah,
actionable, even a bit exciting.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. They're taking the fear and uncertainty out of data and turning it into a tool that businesses can actually use to, you know, really thrive.
So we've talked about their incredible team, their innovative approach to MMM, and their game-changing products like OBA and MO. But what about the companies they're actually working with? Who's using Sorrentis right now?
They work with this really diverse range of businesses across a whole bunch of sectors, from retail, you know, e-commerce to finance, even advertising agencies.
Wow, so they're not just catering to one specific type of business.
Nope, not at all. Their approach is flexible enough to, you know, adapt to the unique needs of each client.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Every business is different, and their marketing challenges are different too.
Exactly. And that's, you know, one of Sorrentis's biggest strengths. They don't just offer a one-size-fits-all solution. They take the time to really understand each client's specific goals and challenges, and then they develop this customized approach to help them succeed.
So they're not just a software company, are they? They're like marketing consultants who also happen to have some seriously powerful AI tools.
That's a great way to think about it. They're a true partner on your marketing journey.
I love everything I'm hearing about Sorrentis so far. But I gotta admit, I'm still a little curious about how they actually, you know, put that philosophy of transparency into practice.
Well, one of the most impressive things they do is offer these comprehensive training programs for all their clients.
Training programs. So they're not just handing you the tools and saying, good luck, figure it out.
Not even close. They want to make sure their clients fully understand the ins and outs of their platform and, you know, how to use it effectively. They cover everything from the basics of MMM to those advanced data analysis techniques.
Wow, they're really going above and beyond to empower their clients.
They even help their clients develop that data-driven culture, you know, within their organizations.
So it's not just about using the Sorrentis platform. It's about changing the way the entire company thinks about data.
You got it. They help them establish those data governance processes, build data literacy within their teams, and create this whole culture where decisions are based on evidence, not just, you know, gut feelings.
That's brilliant. It's one thing to have the data. It's another thing entirely to know how to use it and to create a culture where everyone in the company embraces data-driven decision-making.
And that's what sets Sorrentis apart. They're not just providing a service. They're helping their clients transform, you know, the way they do business.
It sounds like they're not just changing the marketing game. They're changing the whole business landscape. I'm honestly blown away by what I'm hearing.
It really is impressive. And, you know, this is just the beginning for them. They're constantly innovating, developing new features, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible in marketing analytics.
So what you're saying is this is definitely a company to watch.
Absolutely. Sorrentis is a force to be reckoned with. They're leading the charge in the data revolution, and they're showing the world what's possible when you combine that cutting-edge technology with a deep understanding of human behavior and, you know, a passion for helping businesses succeed.
Okay, I'm convinced. Sorrentis is the real deal. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, their unique approach to MMM. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. One of the things that makes their approach so effective is their use of something called MMM.
Well, sure.
One of the things that makes their approach so effective is their use of something called saturation curves.
Okay, you mentioned saturation curves before, but I'm still not entirely sure what they are. It sounds kind of technical. Can you explain it in a way that even, you know, a marketing newbie like me can understand?
Absolutely. Imagine like watering a plant, right? At some point, adding more water isn't going to make it grow any faster. In fact, it might even harm it, you know? Saturation curves are kind of like that. They help you find that sweet spot where you're getting the maximum return on your marketing investment without, you know, wasting money on efforts that just aren't giving you results.
Oh, I see. So it's like finding the perfect amount of water for your marketing plant. Not too much, not too little, just the right amount to, like, help it flourish.
Exactly. Traditional marketing thinking often assumes that, you know, if you spend more, you'll automatically get more. But in reality, it's rarely that simple. There's this point where pouring more money into a channel just doesn't give you that proportional return.
That makes a lot of sense. So Sorrentis, with their use of saturation curves, they help businesses avoid that trap.
Exactly. They can analyze your historical data and say, hey, you know, your social media campaign is doing well, but you're actually approaching that saturation point. Putting more money there might not give you that big boost you're looking for.
So instead of blindly throwing more money at social media, I could use that budget to, like, explore a new channel or ramp up a different campaign that's showing more potential.
Exactly. It's all about being strategic, making every dollar count.
This is really eye-opening stuff. I can definitely see why businesses are, you know, flocking to Sorrentis. But you mentioned earlier that their MMM is also powered by real-time modeling. How does that fit in with the whole saturation curve thing?
That's another key innovation. Traditionally, MMM models were static. You know, they took a snapshot of your past data and that was it. But the marketing landscape is always changing, right? So relying on outdated information can be a recipe for disaster.
Oh, I can definitely see the problem with that. What worked last year might not work this year at all.
Exactly. So Sorrentis's real-time modeling is constantly updating, taking into account new data as it comes in. So your saturation curves are always up to date, giving you a much more accurate picture of where your marketing stands right now.
That's amazing. It's like having this live dashboard of your marketing performance, showing you where you're getting the most bang for your buck, like at any given moment. No more waiting months for reports that are already outdated.
It's a total game changer. It makes you so much more agile, so much more responsive to all those changes in the market.
Okay, I think I'm finally wrapping my head around this whole saturation curve thing. It's like having a marketing crystal ball that tells you where to put your money for the biggest impact.
You got it. And that's just one of the many ways Sorrentis is using data to, you know, revolutionize the marketing industry.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about MMM, but I'm also really curious to learn more about those two flagship products, you know, OBA and MO. Can you give us some more detail about how they actually work in practice?
Absolutely. Let's start with OBA, the Open Budget Allocator. This is where the real-time aspect of Sorrentis' technology really shines. So imagine you're running, you know, several campaigns at the same time, maybe a social media campaign, a TV spot, some online ads, right? OBA is constantly analyzing the performance of each of those campaigns, looking at things like click-through rates, conversion rates, and of course, those saturation curves we talked about.
So it's like having a whole team of data analysts constantly monitoring your campaigns, but instead of a team, it's like a super smart AI.
Exactly. And based on that real-time analysis, OBA will recommend how you should actually adjust your budget allocation across those different campaigns.
Can you give me, like, a specific example?
Sure. Let's say your TV spot is doing amazingly well, exceeding your target ROI and still showing, you know, room for growth based on its saturation curve. But your social media campaign, while it's not a total flop, is getting close to that saturation point. The ROI just isn't as strong.
So I'm guessing OBA would suggest shifting some budget from social media over to the TV spot.
You got it. It would calculate exactly how much you should reallocate to maximize your overall ROI. And the best part is you don't have to wait for that monthly report to make those changes. You can do it in real time, ensuring that you're always getting the most out of your budget.
That's pretty incredible. It's like having your finger on the pulse of your marketing, you know, all the time. No more wasted spend, just those smart, data-driven decisions.
Exactly. And OBA doesn't stop there. It can also help you with, you know, scenario planning. Let's say you're thinking about launching a new product, right? You can use OBA to actually model different budget allocation scenarios, see how they might impact your sales projections.
So I could test out different strategies and see which one's most likely to give me the best results before I even spend a dime.
Exactly. It takes the guesswork out of planning, allows you to make informed decisions based on, you know, solid data.
Okay, seriously impressed with OBA. What about MO, the Media Optimizer? When would a business choose MO over OBA?
That's a great question. While OBA is incredibly powerful, MO is designed for those businesses that want even more control. even more customization.
So if I'm a larger company, I've got a more complex marketing ecosystem, and I need a tool that can really adapt to my specific needs, MO would be the better choice.
Exactly. One of MO's key features is its customizable media mix modeling. You can tailor that analysis to your specific needs, focusing on the channels and metrics that are, you know, most important to your business.
So if I'm, say, primarily focused on digital marketing, I can really drill down into those channels and get super specific insights.
Absolutely. You can analyze different campaigns, compare performance, identify those areas for improvement. MO also provides those automated budget allocation recommendations, but unlike OBA, which focuses on those real-time adjustments, MO takes a more, you know, long-term strategic approach.
So if I'm looking to plan my budget for the next quarter or even the next year, MO would be the ideal tool for that.
You got it. It can help you forecast future performance, identify growth opportunities, and allocate your budget to maximize, you know, your long-term success.
And you mentioned earlier that MO integrates with existing business intelligence tools, right?
That's right. It seamlessly connects with your CRM, your analytics platforms, and any other tools you use to track your marketing. This gives you this like holistic view of your whole marketing ecosystem, allowing you to see the big picture and make, you know, those more informed decisions.
So whether you're a small business just starting out or a large corporation with that complex marketing strategy, Sorrentis has a solution to help you make those smarter decisions and, you know, achieve those marketing goals.
Yeah.
And they do it all with this amazing commitment to transparency and, you know, client empowerment. It's pretty remarkable.
It's clear that Sorrentis isn't just another analytics company. They're really on a mission to revolutionize how businesses approach marketing. And they're doing it with this amazing blend of, you know, cutting-edge technology, deep industry expertise, and a real passion for helping their clients succeed.
I couldn't agree more. They're setting a whole new standard for the industry, and I'm honestly excited to see what they come up with next. But before we get too carried away, I think it's time to shift gears a bit. Let's talk about the amazing team behind Sorrentis. It's clear they've assembled this incredibly talented group of people. Can you tell us a little bit more about them?
Absolutely. We mentioned earlier that the company was founded by, you know, Macarena Estevez, who is a true visionary in data analytics. But what's even more impressive is the diverse team that she's put together.
Right. You mentioned that before. I'm really curious to learn more about, you know, the people who are making this all happen.
Well, let's start with their analytics and AI expert. This is someone with extensive experience in data analysis, artificial intelligence, and business strategy. They're the brains behind those incredible algorithms that are powering OBA and MO, you know, ensuring that the insights are accurate, reliable, and most importantly, actionable.
Sounds like they found that perfect balance between technical brilliance and, you know, that business savvy. It's one thing to build a sophisticated algorithm, but it's another thing entirely to understand how to actually apply it to those real world marketing challenges.
Right. And then there's their resident expert in academia and research. This is an individual who brings in a deep understanding of statistics, optimization, and data analysis, particularly in finance. They're the one who ensures that the models are grounded in, you know, those sound statistical principles and are always at the cutting edge of academic research.
So they're the ones who keep Sorrentis ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Always pushing the boundaries of what's possible in marketing analytics.
Absolutely. And they're not afraid to challenge conventional wisdom, you know, explore those new and innovative approaches. Then we have their AI and big data guru. This person has this proven track record in digital transformation, leading projects in AI and big data analytics.
It sounds like they're the ones who make sure that Sorrentis' platform can actually handle, you know, the massive amounts of data that are being generated in today's digital world.
Exactly. They ensure that the platform is scalable, robust, and can handle, you know, even the most complex data sets. And then we have, of course, their AI growth strategist. This individual is passionate about innovation and AI with a focus on automated workflows and lead generation.
Ah, so they're the ones who help Sorrentis' clients leverage AI to streamline their marketing processes and, you know, really maximize their lead generation efforts.
Precisely. All about finding those creative ways to use AI to, you know, drive business growth. And then there's the data visualization expert. This person is an expert in data analysis and visualization with a focus on, you know, turning all that data into those actionable insights.
So they're the ones who make those complex data sets understandable.
Yeah.
And, you know, visually appealing.
You got it. They create those beautiful and informative reports, dashboards that help clients make sense of their performance. Data can be pretty overwhelming, so being able to present it in a way that's clear and concise is, you know, super important.
Absolutely. And last but not least, we have their business analytics specialist. This is an individual who combines those strong analytical skills with a focus on optimizing, marketing and business processes.
That's right. They're the ones who help Sorrentis' clients translate those data insights into, real-world marketing strategies that drive results.
It sounds like they're the bridge between the data and the action,
Yeah.
helping clients turn those insights to something tangible.
Exactly. They have that deep understanding of how businesses operate, and they can connect the dots between the data, the strategy, and the execution.
It's a true all-star team. Each person brings in their own unique expertise and passion to the table, and together they've created this powerhouse of, data-driven marketing knowledge.
And it's clear they're all united by that shared vision to empower businesses with the tools and insights they need to really thrive in today's digital age.
What I find most impressive about this team is not just, their individual talent, but that commitment to collaboration.
Absolutely. They really seem to get that the best solutions come from bringing together all these different perspectives, working together towards a common goal.
And that collaborative spirit, it extends to their work with clients as well. We talked about their commitment to transparency, but it's more than just sharing code, right? It's
Yep.
about working hand in hand with clients, understanding their needs, and empowering them to become data-driven organizations.
You're totally right. They don't just provide a service, they build partnerships. They want their clients to not only use their platform, effectively, but also understand the why behind the insights and develop their own, data-driven culture.
I'm really impressed with that approach. It's refreshing to see a company that's so focused on empowering their clients and building those long-term relationships.
It really shows you how much they believe in the power of data and their commitment to making that power accessible to, everyone.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about that innovative MMM approach, those game-changing products like OBA and MO, and that diverse and talented team. But before we go on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, the idea of, humanizing data.
Ah, yes. That's a key theme that runs through everything Sorrentis does.
They really seem to get that data isn't just about numbers, it's about people. It's about understanding, human behavior, those motivations, desires.
Exactly. They're not just crunching numbers. They're using data to tell stories,
Yeah.
to uncover insights and build connections. They're showing us that data can be more than just a tool for measurement. It can be a source of creativity, inspiration, even empathy.
It's about moving beyond the transactional, building relationships that are based on, trust, mutual understanding. And I think that's what makes Sorrentis so unique. They're not just changing how businesses approach marketing, they're changing the way we think about data itself.
That's such a powerful message, and it resonates so deeply in today's world, with all this data flying around. So if you're ready to unlock that power and take your marketing to that next level, Sorrentis is definitely a company to, check out.
Absolutely. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, there's one more really crucial aspect of Sorrentis that we need to explore.
I'm intrigued. What is it?
It's that distinctive approach to collaboration and transparency. They truly believe in working closely with clients, sharing their knowledge, and empowering them to become those data-driven organizations.
Yes, that's like a core part of what they do. And one of the most tangible ways they do that is their commitment to code sharing.
Wait, they actually share their code with their client.
You heard right. They're not afraid to open up that black box and show you how their algorithms work.
That's incredible. Most companies, they guard their algorithms like state secrets. Why would they be so open?
They believe that transparency builds trust. It empowers clients to take ownership of their data. And they're not just handing over the code and saying, figure it out.
So they provide like support and training to help clients actually understand and utilize the code.
Absolutely. They offer these comprehensive training programs that cover, everything from the basics of MMM to those advanced techniques and data analysis, AI.
Wow, so they're not just giving you the tools, they're teaching you how to use them, how to become a data-driven organization yourself.
Exactly. They want to make sure that their clients are equipped to, not only use their platform, but become those data-driven organizations in their own right. And that commitment to training, it goes beyond the technical stuff too. They also help their clients develop that data-driven culture within their organizations.
So it's not just about using that Sorrentis platform, it's about changing how the whole company thinks about data.
You got it. They'll work with clients to establish those data governance processes, build data literacy among their teams, and foster that culture of data-driven decision-making.
It's this holistic approach that addresses both, the technical and cultural aspects of becoming a data-driven organization. It's one thing to have access to data and tools, but it's quite another to actually create that environment where everyone understands and embraces the value of data.
And it's clear that this approach is paying off. Sorrentis's clients are not only achieving, amazing results with their marketing campaigns, they're also developing that deeper understanding of their data and how to use it to, drive business growth.
It's a win-win, right?
Yeah.
Sorrentis's clients get those results that they need, and they also become, more sophisticated, more data savvy in the process. Like, they're not just providing a service, they're helping these businesses evolve.
And that's what makes Sorrentis so disruptive. They're not just providing a service. They're empowering businesses to transform themselves. They're helping businesses break free from the limitations of traditional marketing and embrace the power of, data-driven decision-making.
And in a world that's increasingly driven by data, that's an incredibly valuable asset. But all this talk about, transformation, disruption, it makes me wonder, what does all this mean for the future of marketing? What happens when data becomes more human-centric, as Sorrentis is advocating?
That's a great question. I think it's going to lead to a more, empathetic, more authentic, and ultimately more effective approach to marketing. Instead of seeing consumers as just, data points, businesses will start to see them as real people, with real needs and desires.
So we'll move away from those generic, one-size-fits-all marketing blasts and toward more, personalized, targeted, and meaningful interactions.
Exactly. Businesses will be able to connect with their customers on a deeper level, understand those individual journeys, and create campaigns that really resonate, on an emotional level.
It's about building relationships, not just transactions, creating experiences that are not just personalized, but, human.
Exactly. And I think Sorrentis is at the forefront of this movement. They're showing us that it's possible to use data for good, to create a more, human-centered marketing landscape.
I'm excited to see how this all plays out. I have a feeling we're just at the beginning of this major shift in how businesses, approach marketing. But we won't get too far ahead of ourselves. I think it's time to wrap up this part of our deep dive and move on to the final segment.
Sounds good to me. What have you got in store for us next?
Well, we've talked a lot about the what and the how of Sorrentis, but I think it's time to, address the so what.
Ooh, I like where this is going. You mean, like, why should our listeners care?
Exactly. We've thrown a lot of information their way, but now it's time to connect the dots and explain why this matters to them, to their businesses, to the future of marketing. Okay, so we're back, and it's the final part of our deep dive into Sorrentis. I feel like we've been on this amazing journey exploring, their revolutionary approach to marketing mix modeling, those awesome products like OBA and MO, and of course, the incredible team behind it all.
And don't forget, we talked about how they're not just changing the marketing game, but changing how we think about data, making it more human,
Exactly. And that brings us to the big question. So what? Why should you care about all of this?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? We've talked about all this amazing technology, this brilliant team, but how does it actually affect, businesses out there in the real world?
That's what I'm thinking too. If you're listening and you're a business owner, a marketing manager, or really anyone making marketing decisions, you're probably wondering how Sorrentis can help you with your specific challenges.
I think the answer is pretty simple. It's the power of making decisions based on data. For too long, marketing has been this guessing game. We rely on intuition, experience, sometimes just plain luck.
Oh, tell me about it. I've spent so many hours, drowning in spreadsheets trying to figure out what's working and what isn't. It's enough to make you pull your hair out.
That's exactly where Sorrentis comes in. They take the guesswork out of marketing. They give businesses the tools and the knowledge to make smart decisions. Decisions that are actually based on data and actually get results.
So instead of relying on gut feelings or outdated methods, we can use data to actually understand what's working, what's not, and where to focus our energy.
Exactly. Imagine knowing exactly which channels are bringing in your best customers, which campaigns are really resonating with your audience, and where you might be wasting money on things that just aren't working.
Take out a game changer. That would let us really optimize our spending, maximize ROI, and actually achieve our goals more effectively.
Precisely. That's what Sorrentis is all about, giving businesses the power to take control of their marketing, to make decisions based on evidence, not just assumptions.
It's like moving from this world of uncertainty to a world where you can see clearly, where you're confident, and where you can make decisions and see the impact right away.
And it's not just about the money either. Data-driven marketing can create a much better experience for customers. More personalized, more engaging, and more meaningful.
That's right. Remember we talked about humanizing data. When you really understand your customers, you can create campaigns that actually connect with them on a deeper level.
That's it. You move beyond those generic marketing blasts and create experiences that are tailored to each person, to their specific needs and what they like.
It's about building relationships, not just making sales. It's about creating loyal customers who love your brand.
And that's where Sorrentis' vision really stands out. They're not just helping businesses sell more, they're helping them create stronger, more genuine connections with their customers.
It's a win-win for everyone. Businesses get better results, and customers have a better experience.
That's what good marketing is all about, right?
Absolutely. So if you're ready to stop guessing, to unlock the power of data, and take your marketing to that next level, Sorrentis is the partner you've been waiting for.
They'll give you the tools, the insights, the support you need to succeed in this data-driven world.
And they'll do it with a level of transparency, collaboration, and commitment that's truly impressive.
So, what are you waiting for? Go to their website, request a demo, it's free, and see what Sorrentis can do for you.
You won't regret it. Once you see what data-driven marketing can do, you'll never go back to the old way of doing things.
It's a whole new world out there, and Sorrentis is leading the way.
Well, that's it for our deep dive into Sorrentis. We hope you enjoyed it and feel inspired to really embrace the power of data.
Remember, in this day and age, data isn't just valuable, it's like a superpower.
Use it wisely, use it ethically, and use it to create a marketing future that puts people first.
And if you're looking for someone to help you along the way, Sorrentis is the perfect partner.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible.